Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, October 1st, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tony Frazee of the Gateway Bible Church. Afterwards, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by former Congressman Matt Salmon, who's now also a candidate for Congress serving Mesa. Would you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we come before the throne of grace tonight, and we ask, Lord, for you to watch over our nation, continue to watch over our sons and our daughters that serve in the military, all around the world. We ask, God, for your help, your wisdom, your guidance, even in the affairs of our nation at this level in the city of Mesa. We ask these things, and we count our blessings. Thank you for our freedom. Thank you for the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Matt. Pastor Frazee, please be seated. One of the initiatives which we really try to follow since this council has been seated is to recognize accomplishments in our community. It's always important to, with all the challenges you have and all the things that tend to go wrong in life, that there's a lot of good things going on in our city. And we term this celebrating our successes. And this is both with our city staff, with community, and with community members also. Tonight we have some achievements that we want to recognize, including a couple that the city staff and others have earned, and then one that a citizen of our community has earned. And we'll turn the time over, first of all, to Mr. John Wesley to talk about something that just came up in the last week or two. John?
Yes, Mayor and Council, thank you very much. First thing that I want to mention is actually the recent Arizona chapter of the American Planning Association had its annual meeting and award ceremony. And at that award ceremony, one of the recognitions that took place that I wanted to inform the rest of the council and citizens about is of our mayor himself, recognized as a distinguished elected official for his work and support of planning in Mesa. And wanted to recognize him for that.
That wasn't what I turned the time over for you. There's another award that you were supposed to mention. But thank you anyway.
Oh, that's right.
That.
There was another thing.
Yeah.
Mayor and Council.
That is not on the agenda, but that's okay. Thank you.
Back in January this year, the mayor and council, approved the Central Main Street Plan. It's a plan that was developed over a period of a couple of years through some hard work of a number of citizens in the community and some city staff and following the direction and guidance from the council. It was, we believe, a very good plan that will direct the future growth and redevelopment along the Main Street corridor with the light rail coming and provide some good tools to help facilitate redevelopment and making this area the best that it can be and supporting some of the economic goals of the city. Because we believe it was a good plan, we submitted it to the Arizona chapter of American Planning Association for its award ceremony. And at that annual conference, we were pleased to be awarded Best Master Plan Award. Jeff McVeigh will bring that award up for the council to see. But it was in competition with communities across the state for plans and programs that they've had over this last year. And again, we believe it shows.
Wait, now that you're mentioning it, though, that trophy's a lot bigger than the one you gave me for my other thing.
We weren't going to mention that, Mayor.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
But again, we thank the council and the mayor for your support of our planning efforts in order to achieve this recognition in the planning that we do for the city. In addition to that, again, we believe it's a good plan in a variety of ways. And so, turn it over to Councilmember Glover to talk about the other award that this plan has now received.
I had the great opportunity to attend the 32nd Annual Environmental Excellence Awards Gala put on by Valley Forward and SRP.
And the city of Mesa was recognized for its Central Maine plan that Mr. Wesley was just talking about. In reality, this reward shows and honors Mesa for its hard work, not only by city staff, but by our citizens. There are a few city staff members that I would like to thank that are here tonight. Christine Zalanka, Jeff McVeigh, John Wesley, Jody Sorrell, Shay Yoakum, and Scott Boucher. I'm pretty sure I got everybody. And their hard work with our citizens have been able to help us transform downtown, to give us this plan that will help transform downtown and make it so that we move forward environmentally, socially, and economically. And so this prepares for us for that.
Why don't you put it up so everyone can see it there?
It's really heavy.
There we go. Thank you. You know, it's always great when outside groups recognize some of the accomplishments. So we do this because we want to see how we're doing. We want to see how we stack up. This is not an accident that we apply for these awards. Because this is a measurement. This is one measurement that we have, and we're always striving to do better than we did yesterday, and hopefully tomorrow will bring better things. And it's nice when outside groups who have no vested interest other than to judge our accomplishments of our staff and our citizens look at us and think we're doing something good. So thank you for your efforts and for all of those in this one plan to be looked at by two completely separate groups, and yet looking at it from slightly different perspectives, and yet recognizing the excellence means that I think we're heading in the right direction, doing something right. Now we just got to live up to the award, and sometimes that's the hard part, but I'm sure we're our citizens and know our staff's up to it. Can't speak for the elected officials, but we'll try. We'll do our best. But I can speak for some of our citizens and some of the great things they do. And we're going to turn it over now to Councilmember Alex Finter to talk about pretty special accomplishment. Alex?
Thank you, Mayor. You know, this is an exciting privilege for me to be able to invite up Caitlin McGrath, if she would come up here to the podium, please. And we'd also like to invite up Chris Powell and his wife, Heidi Powell, and their son, one-year-old son, Cash. And so as they're coming up,
Chris looks somewhat familiar.
He does, absolutely.
Hold on, wait, let me look up. Oh, there. I'll
look sooner. There he is. We are so glad to have them with us tonight. And I don't know, many people have heard, but recently in Mesa we had a really scary situation occur. And what had happened is Caitlin was sitting in a car with Cash and keeping him busy as Cash's mom was in busy. And suddenly, a pretty scary guy broke into the vehicle and carjacked the vehicle. And so Caitlin went from just a relaxed situation, enjoying the little one, to a pretty much scary life and death situation in a matter of seconds. And what we're so proud of Caitlin for is that she quickly grabbed Cash and quickly, you know, got out of the vehicle, escaped the vehicle, and avoiding what the police were calling as a potential kidnapping situation. In our lives, and I think people understand it, that's not a situation you can prepare for, but it's a true reflection of character and knowing the priorities and being able to get a little Cash out of there. So we really appreciate, and we want to honor you with the Mesa City Council's Citizen Bravery Award. And we want you to know that as you've gone through this and the bravery that you've shown and what you will show in the near future as you go through, that we support you, we're behind you. If you look in the audience, there's a lot of Caitlin's friends and family supporters. Go ahead and wave. And so we're appreciative. Everybody's behind you 100%, and we wanted to recognize you. We know your parents and family couldn't be here. They're out of the country right now, but we know they're supporting you. So we would like to now come down and present you with this wonderful plaque and have the mayor come down also.
Is he giving a good smile?
He knows that this is cheese. Really
Cassie, thank you.
Say cheese.
Cassie. Look over. Look at the pink phone.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, if you wanted to.
Yeah, guys, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grab the microphone,
please. Would you like to say something?
No, you can. Okay. You're the pro at this.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, of course, Caitlin, thank you so much. I was a couple thousand miles away when I heard the whole thing go down, for those of you who haven't heard the story. And so it was terrifying, but just to know how fast the Mesa Police Department, they moved on this. Within 30 minutes, they had apprehended this gentleman. And so it was such a relief. And of course, just being on the phone with my wife and talking with the officers, it was so comforting, and it's such a relief. And Officer York, I don't know if he's here by chance, but what an incredible gentleman who comforted Caitlin and Heidi through the whole thing. So we can't thank the Mesa Police Department enough. And like, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, and I'm sorry for getting emotional here, but it means so much to us. So thank you, Caitlin, and thank you to the city of Mesa and to the police department. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think I tell Caitlin every day how amazing she is, but truly, in this situation, she couldn't have acted any better or any quicker. And the Mesa Police Department, like Chris said, I think he kind of thanked everyone, but Officer York and everyone that worked with us was just amazing. And Caitlin, I don't know what I would do without you. Thank you for keeping little man safe and for just being so amazing. Cash, do you want to say anything? No. Hold on.
Let me see. He knows where a microphone is. Where did he get that from? Huh, Dad?
Say dada. Say thank you, Caitlin. Say thank you. Okay, we're done. Thank you.
That's good.
Caitlin, you don't get away so easily.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm so grateful for the police department as well, and grateful for amazing, amazing bosses who are friends more than bosses. And though I don't feel worthy of such an award, I thank you for giving it to me. It means a lot to me, so thank you.
Thanks for being such a great example to others about how to react. And that's the amazing thing. I don't know what I would do if someone ran in. The fact that you just spontaneously reacted, I think, is pretty special. So,
well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Chris, thanks for bringing notoriety to our area in a good way. I always get excited, appreciate it when I see someone running down, even when they complain about how it being 105, they always mention where they are in Arizona, and it's great. So we appreciate that.
Well, we'll definitely keep it coming now.
Thank you.
In fact, season 3 is on its way here pretty soon.
All right.
And it's awesome representing Mesa, Arizona. I was born right here, and of course, born and raised. So it's great to represent. So.
Well, thank you. And congratulations, Caitlin.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks to all for being here. And we think our police department's pretty special, too.
Yes. Thank you guys for recognizing her. She deserves it. Yeah. Thank you.
It's good. Sure. Thanks. See, those are the fun things. That's when I really like this job.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next item is the consent agenda. The consent agenda this evening will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, October 5th, on Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Southeast Valley Regional Association of Realtors, one-day charitable event, October 26th, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arizona, one-day charitable event, October 13th, 1924 West 8th Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Dobson Ranch Inn and Resort, 1666 South Dobson Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Babbo Italian Eatery, 10726 East Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase an in-house collector queues module for the integrated case management system for Mesa Municipal Court. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase to term contract for natural gas pipe and fittings for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4C, act on contract assignment dollar limit increase and 3-month extension for the term contract for aftermarket parts for automobiles and light duty trucks for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act to renew term contract for replacement fire system water meters for the Water Resources Department. Item 4E, act on change order for term contract for asphalt materials as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4F, act on contract for Chicago Cubs spring training facility and Riverview site development structural package. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Cubs stadium bond program. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds from a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission for overtime training and equipment for the Forensic Services Section. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a funding agreement with Valley Metro Rail for light rail operations in the city of Mesa. Item 6A, act on ordinance authorizing city manager to execute the restatement of trust for the property and public liability and employee benefits self-insurance trust funds. Item 6B, act on ordinance authorizing city manager to execute the restatement of trust for the workers' compensation trust. And item 6C, act on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Title 2, Chapter 17, Self-Insurance Program Board of Trustees, to define the power and duties of the Self-Insurance Program Board of Trustees. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Clark, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor to approve the consent agenda, second from Councilmember Glover. I failed to mention that I didn't fail to mention in study session, but in regular session, that Councilmember Richens is not with us and is out of town, so he's excused. And so we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6 ayes, no nays, with Councilmember Richens absent, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 7, a term contract for service recognition awards for city employees requested by the Human Resources Department. This is a contract that provides recognition awards for city service award program. Service award recognition are given to benefited full-time and part-time employees on the anniversary of their hire date and five-year increments. The amount is $65,000, and this is utilizing a Arizona State Department of Transportation cooperative contract with O.C. Tanner, which is a Mesa business. Vice Mayor, you're the one that asked this be removed.
Yes, Mayor, I just asked it to be removed so I can make a separate vote. I just thought that for this expenditure on an annual basis, we might be able to find a better place for it. Perhaps tuition reimbursement or something else is the only reason.
Okay. We have a motion to approve from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Is there any further discussion? Great. Please vote. The vote is 5 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember or the Vice Mayor voting nay. Councilmember Richens absent. The motion is adopted. Ms. Clark, do we have any requests to speak from items for citizens present?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There's no other items. I have motion adjourned from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
That's pretty funny.
That's what a red light looks like.
I did it once. No? I think I did it more than eight once.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good luck. Good luck. Make it work now, okay? We'll do. Thank you.
That's all right.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. That was very nice of you.
I thought that was a setup. I go, wow, you're announcing your own award? That's odd. You don't normally do that kind of stuff.
I don't have a Mesa piece in front of you.